Until last night, an NBA Finals game had never been played outside the United States. Well, not only has that milestone been achieved, but the team that hosted that game won its first ever NBA Finals contest and are now three wins away from bringing a first ever NBA championship to the city of Toronto and the country of Canada. Pascal Siakam scored 32 points, a career playoff high, and the Toronto Raptors beat the two-time defending champ Golden State Warriors 118-109 to take Game 1 and send a message that Canada may be primed to forge its own origin story by defeating a team from the country where the game was born and bred. Kawhi Leonard added 23 points for Toronto. Marc Gasol poured in 20, while Steph Curry countered with 34 points for Golden State. Now, holding Curry to 34 points may not seem like an especially effective result, but those 34 were not supported by the breadth of scoring depth the Raptors displayed. The Warriors will need to get more from supporting players like Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, who did have 21 last night. But unless and until the injured Kevin Durant is able to come back, he sat out Game 1, it cannot be incumbent on Curry alone to carry the Warriors to their third straight NBA title. The Raptors have too many weapons to be beaten by one player, and Kawhi Leonard is due to have at least one game in the series in which he explodes for 40 or more points. Toronto native and international rap superstar, by the way, Drake, was spotted wearing a Curry jersey at the game, but far from betraying his beloved Raptors, it was a number 30 Curry jersey, a nod to Steph's dad, Del Curry, a longtime NBA veteran who ended his career with Toronto. Game 2 is Sunday night, also in Toronto. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees had their ancient rivalry interrupted by Mother Nature last night. Game 1 of their four-game series rained out in the Bronx. The same two pitchers, Chris Sale and Jay Happ, will face each other tonight, and they'll take the hill with the Yankees having a 7.5-game lead over third-place Boston entering the contest. Yankees have a slim half-game lead over second-place Tampa Bay. The Rays have now won six in a row after a 14-3 pounding of the Minnesota Twins last night. That is no small feat. The Twins have been cutting a swath through the league so far while producing baseball's best record to this point in the season. Now, one of the hottest pitchers in the game is Hyun-Jin Ryu of the L.A. Dodgers. He's won all five of the starts that he's made in the month of May, including last night's 2-0 win over the New York Mets at Dodger Stadium. Ryu pitched into the eighth inning last night while giving up just four hits and striking out seven Mets. The Dodgers gave Ryu all the run support that he would need in the first inning when Chris Taylor doubled off Mets starter Jason Vargas and then scored on a double by Max Muncy. At the French Open tennis tournament, Novak Djokovic has cruised into round three with a straight-set victory over Henri Laxinen yesterday. Roger Federer, the grizzled veteran of the tournament but still a threat to win it, also breezed into the next round, as did Rafael Nadal, so no major upsets yet on the men's side. In the women's bracket, top-seeded Naomi Osaka, as she did in round one, dropped her first set but then rallied to win the next two to get by Victoria Azarenka. Simona Halep, who won the clay court championship last year, also struggled against 87th-ranked Magda Linette. She dropped the middle set, but Halep did survive to keep the hopes of defending her title alive. Serena Williams is also alive and well in the tournament, getting into round three after a straight-set win over Kurumi Nara yesterday. Now, the biggest sports news of the day came out of Maryland, where the 94th annual Scripps National Spelling Bee produced something it had never produced before in its championship round, a tie. And not just any tie, an eight-way tie. Yes, eight finalists all spelled their final 47 words correctly in the 20th and final round of competition. That is an unprecedented result in the spelling bee and a happy one for all eight winners. They will each get a Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship Cup trophy and will each get the $50,000 first place prize that comes with being the nation's best speller. That money will not be split among them. They each get the $50,000. Now, there is another cup up for grabs, and the goal is to have the names of the players vying for it etched onto its glittering silver surface. That cup would be Lord Stanley's, and the battle for it continues tomorrow night in St. Louis with the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues tied up at one game apiece in the best-of-seven series. If the Bruins win three more games, they will have won the cup for the seventh time in their franchise history. The Blues are seeking their first cup since joining the league in the 1967 NHL expansion. Now, one player who will not be able to take part in that quest for Game 3 is St. Louis forward Oscar Sundquist, who's been suspended by the NHL for a hit into the boards on Bruins defenseman Matt Grzelcyk. He was sent to the hospital following that hit. He won't be available for Game 3, according to Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy. As an appropriate league suspension, they handed one down similar to the Bruins' Charlie McAvoy in the second-round series. Dangerous hits to the head or into the boards when a player can't protect himself need to be policed stringently by the league.